that's right. We are here with somebody who is famous down there in the lower part of the state, right outside of Florence, I do believe. Is that right?
I think infamous is the most accurate word.
Well, I am here with Bill Pickle of the Pickle Barrel. He's a radio personality. How you doing today?
I am doing wonderful, and you look like you're having a good time.
I am having a good time. This is my forte. I love sitting down and talking to people. I know you do, too.
Oh, I'm too shy to do that.
Oh, yeah, right. I saw you standing on a chair, and then I read in the delegate, you're one of the delegates here, that you're afraid of heights, and yet I saw you standing on a chair to get a picture.
Well, you know, you have to fight your fears sometime. Matter of fact, I am so scared of heights. I can be watching TV, and there'll be someone on top of a building looking down, thinking about jumping. I fall for them. And I actually, one time, really built up the nerve, and I said, I've got to fight this, and I bungee jumped.
How'd that go for you?
It didn't work.
You're more scared than ever?
I tell you what, at least I did it over water, so at least I had a chance, you know?
So, Bill, is this your first time being a delegate?
It is. I've, for all these years, since 1973, I've been active in politics. And this is the first opportunity I've ever had and taken, and I have thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, I tell you what, I love your seersucker red and white striped, little pinstripe, very small stripes,
yeah.
But it's a very cool jacket there. Now, as far as being a delegate, it's a lot of work, isn't it?
More than I even imagined. I thought it was going to be a lot of work, but, you know, we start about 8 o'clock every morning. We do break, you know, and have some, you know, good 2 hours or more at lunch, and then we get started again, and with all the activities and meetings afterwards and all that, it was 3 a.m. this morning before I got in bed.
You were having a good time at the special party, Blues House. Yes, the House of Blues.
Yes, we did. We had a good time. It was good to see everybody relaxing and talking together and none of this bickering and fighting. You know, we got to put that stuff behind us and get real.
Well, you know, that is one of the things about the delegation. It was a little bit split before the nomination was made.
Oh, yes, it was. And even on the floor, you know, there was a small rebellion, if you want to call it that, that took place. But, you know, it was... At least everybody followed the rules. That's one thing I was really watching the party for, to see if they were going to follow the rules and double-check everything, and they did. And I'm happy with the way they handled it. Now I just wish and hope, I pray, that all these delegates can say, okay, now it's time to circle the wagons. Let's get together because, you know, we're being attacked, and we're going to have to fight back.
That's true, and you know, I think it's good that so many of the presidential candidates have shown up to support Donald Trump now. But it is disappointing some that haven't shown up, isn't it?
Oh, I am so disappointed. Even some of our own delegation, you know, Lindsey Graham. You know, I still do have high regards for Lindsey Graham, but I think that he has taken a step backwards with a lot of people in South Carolina because of the way he's handled this, and it really has disappointed me. But overall, I think the majority of the people are saying, look, we've got a choice. You know, we may not like that choice, and I'll be honest, Donald Trump was not my first choice. But guess who's my choice now? I'd rather
Who is it?
Donald Trump than I would Hillary Clinton. And I don't think there's any question about how I came up with that answer.
Well, I agree, and I think it is disappointing when somebody has had won, even before now, you know, before now. People like Romney coming out and saying he might have his wife, he might write in his wife's name. I mean, what kind of message does that send to the whole country?
You know, I was a Romney supporter. I am embarrassed by him. I am embarrassed for him. And I think he is setting a very bad example for the entire party and his own religion.
I think you're right. And, you know, I learned a long time ago, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. I think he would have been better to keep his mouth shut.
Well, wait a minute now. If we can't say something nice, you and I wouldn't be having a job, you know? If we could,
you know? I'm talking about, like, well, you know, in general, if you were going to say something that destroys a lot of people's faith.
Oh, yes, it does. And, you know, they're always telling us that, you know, we're the American people. We're in charge. You set the example for the rest of the world. Well, if that's true, you need to follow our example. You know?
You're right. So what's been, for those that don't know, what's been the theme, in a nutshell, the pickle barrel?
Oh, gosh, politics, obviously. But I do a little bit different stance than a lot of people. I invite all people. I have Democrats, I have Republicans, I have Libertarians,
I do, too.
I have all these folks. And, you know, I may not believe the way they do. I may not want to act the way they do, but guess what? They're Americans just like we are. And there was, you know, as far as I know, there was only one perfect person, and look what we did to him. So I don't know if even if I want to be perfect.
No, that would be too high a standard to live to, wouldn't it?
Plus, those nails would hurt.
You're right. Well, you know, I think it is terrific that you took on the job as a delegate, because I think a lot of people think it's not that big a deal. You just come up and vote, but there's a whole lot more to it. And I hope we'll be able to talk again. Maybe someday I'll have you call in on my radio show. How about that?
I think that'd be awesome, and I would cherish the opportunity to speak with you.
All right.
Well, I love your show.
All right. Thank you so much. We're going to be right back. We got another guest coming up, so don't you go away. This is WCRS.